The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Joyce Geis, who is the Vice President of Provider Services at Rush Memorial Hospital and also a nurse practitioner. And Joyce is here today to discuss routine care, that would be preventative care and well care, and how important it is to continue doing those things even through the COVID situation. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me today.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. Having somebody with your experience and background, somebody who is seeing patients on a day-to-day basis, is really invaluable, I think, for right now with the perspective that you can bring on this situation. What is your greatest concern as a healthcare provider right now?
I really think the overall biggest concern that I have is the impact that the pandemic has had on our population, really twofold. One of it is the virus itself and how it's affected people just physically and mentally and that kind of thing, and those people that have just been sick with the virus. But the second impact that has come from this pandemic is the lack of care that has come about in many people because of concerns of the virus. And so they haven't gotten their care for their chronic conditions, and they haven't gotten their preventive care either. So that's very concerning.
So what exactly is preventative care, and why is it so important?
Preventive care is really, there's multi or many things that are involved in preventive care. We like for all patients to have a wellness visit once a year. And our wellness visits really are updating the provider that your primary care provider in your care and what's gone on with you. So if you've had a sister maybe diagnosed with cancer, that's something that we want to know about so that we can pay attention, get that in your chart and really pay attention to that. We also want to update any social history that you had. Maybe you quit smoking for years, but you started back up, or maybe you're sneaking some vaping on and off, you know, trying to keep yourself quit with smoking or those kind of things. And so it's important for us to know that. Another part is immunizations, vaccinations. We want to make sure you're up to date, especially our older folks with their pneumonia vaccines, their flu vaccines. We really want to make sure you get those. And other screening tests that are important as well to prevent cancer. We want to double check hearing and vision in our older folks. Just a lot of ways to prevent having injuries or problems later on by checking those things.
Okay, so things like your mammogram or maybe getting your colonoscopy, those would be part of preventative care then?
They definitely would be part of preventive care.
What is routine chronic care? And actually, I guess the first thing is, what is a chronic illness?
A chronic illness is really anything that is ongoing for you. So a cough, a cold, something like that that will resolve is not a chronic illness, but something that you have long term, even if it's well controlled. And I'm going to use hypertension. I have a lot of people that I'll say, "Do you have hypertension?" And they'll say, "No, I don't. I take blood pressure medicine, but I don't." And so I'm like, "Well, you do. It's just well controlled. So you always have hypertension, but your blood pressure is well controlled, but you still have it." And so if you have anything that you take medication for or anything that we are watching for you, that's considered a chronic condition. Hypothyroidism, hypertension, any of those, diabetes especially, those kind of things are chronic illnesses.
Then what is routine chronic care?
Routine chronic care, many of those chronic conditions require things to be monitored yearly, every 6 months, and sometimes even more frequent than that. I'm going to pick high blood pressure. High blood pressure, even if it's well controlled, still continues to need routine care. We want to check your kidneys. many blood pressure medicines are cleared through the kidney. So we want to watch your kidney functions and make sure that your kidneys stay very healthy. And untreated high blood pressure also is very hard on your kidney. So we have to check that for that reason as well. Diabetes is one that has a lot of chronic care involved in it. We want to check a level called a hemoglobin A1C. That is something we want to check every 3 to 6 months, no matter what, on a diabetic patient. We like to check their feet. We like, again, to check their kidneys. And just lots of care that goes on with diabetics. So we want those patients to come to the office for care or be seen in some way, as we have video visits that we can do as well. But those things, we still are going to need to have lab work, and you'll need to come in for those.
How has the COVID situation led to a decrease in the preventative and routine chronic care that you just discussed?
Well, initially, when the lockdown came about, when we were asked to stay home and to really, you know, not go out unless you just had to go out, that's when a lot of people said, well, I don't have to go in for my blood pressure. I don't have to go in for my diabetes. And they really should have continued to come in. All the offices stayed open here in Rush County. And so we continued to want to see those patients for that chronic care. But because of that, and then also just the fear of coming into the hospital because they could have got exposed to something, was a concern people had, so they didn't come in for that care. However, an interesting thing about that is that we have been so super careful at the hospital. We've invested in a machine that will destroy viruses through light, ultraviolet light, and our EVS, our environmental services personnel, have been especially trained to be sure to clean properly after a patient has had COVID that's been in a room, or if they are just sick in general, they've had special training so that the rooms are especially clean. And so you're not going to get that, you know, going to Walmart Supercenter, or you're not going to get that just going to the regular store. So you're exposing yourself more really at those type of businesses versus coming into the hospital where we take extra precaution.
Well, just as an employee, I know that everyone has to wear their mask and there really aren't exceptions and everyone has to do their social distancing, and it's much more strict than anywhere else I go.
It very much is strict at the hospital.
Yeah, it really is. Have video visits, though, not replaced the in-office visits?
I think video visits are just one more tool in the toolbox for us. I have patients that I have done lots of video visits with patients, and I've, especially during the heavy part of the pandemic, I had several patients that were older and didn't want to come in, and they set up the video visits and they did terrific with that. And so I could still see them over the video visit, but yet order the lab work or order that for them. They could come in just at the front of the hospital, didn't have to go into any place, get their blood work, and they could go. And so they felt like their exposure was at the least, and they were still able to get their chronic care taken care of, which was great. But yeah, so video visits are just one more tool in the toolbox we can use to help take care of patients.
What about vaccinations? I know I have read that there are a lot fewer children being vaccinated right now. Is this something that you have seen, and does this cause concern?
It is one of my biggest concerns, honestly, when it comes to children and this pandemic, is the lack of vaccinations. There's been a lot of just bad press about the COVID vaccine anyway, and then people want to use that same kind of mentality to spread down to some of the other vaccines as well. We really need to get our children vaccinated. It is super important for them to come in and have those vaccinations. I love to use smallpox and polio as our example. Is if you were born, I think, 1970 or older, everyone was vaccinated for smallpox, and we don't have it anymore. And so it's the same kind of thing. You know, we don't worry about our children getting smallpox. It's the same thing here. We've got to get our children vaccinated so that they don't suffer the long-term consequences of those illnesses that are completely preventable.
What about when people neglect chronic care? What are some of the consequences of neglecting that?
I will use diabetes because it's a wonderful example. Not keeping your diabetes well controlled through monitoring and medications from your provider can really cause long-term consequences, because having elevated glucose can really affect your eyesight, and it can eventually make you blind. It also is very, very hard on your kidneys, which more than 50% of all patients that are getting dialysis right now are there because they did not manage their diabetes. That's the kind of chronic care we really need you to come back in and receive so that we can prevent those long-term problems.
So you mentioned kidney dialysis. Can people get off kidney dialysis once they go on it?
Typically not. Once you're on it, because that's not something we do just as a whim, or if you have an acute injury or a short-term injury to your kidneys, you can go on dialysis and come off, but not from a long-term illness or a chronic illness, typically, no. Once you're on, you're on.
Oh, wow. So that sounds like a very serious consequence of
it is, it is very serious. And not only that, with diabetes, is that if you get a wound that you don't take care of on your feet, that can lead to infection, which can go to the bone, which then causes us to have to remove that infection, or it will spread throughout, and then we end up having amputations, and that of course causes lots of problems for patients. And so just that preventive care or chronic care for your conditions makes all the difference.
Okay. What about patients who need medication refills? How is that working now? Do patients have to come in to be seen to get their medications refilled?
We still want you to come in and have your routine care, chronic care for those conditions. We still want to do that. For medication refills, if you have a time where you just can't come right this week or this month, we won't let you run out of medicines for a month or so, and so that you've got time to come in when it works best for you, but we still need to see you in order to prescribe medication.
And of course, if you're on medication, presumably you need it and you need to stay on
you
it.
You absolutely do.
Now, what about patients who are avoiding the emergency room?
For the most part, when it comes to the emergency room, if you have a true emergency, you need to come to the emergency room. If you have chest pain, if you have shortness of breath, if you have one side of your body is weak, or that or those type of symptoms, you need to come in. Now, if you have a cold, those kind of things can be managed at a provider office or at walk-in care, or a urinary tract infection, and even lacerations can be managed at your primary care office or an urgent care type setting. That is not a true emergency. But if you are short of breath, if you have those type of symptoms, you need to go to the emergency room and you need to get urgent care that way or emergent care that way. Do not avoid it.
I guess in conclusion, what would you say to people who are afraid, just absolutely afraid to come in to see the doctor?
I would say not to be afraid, because you are at one of the safest places that you can be. We take extra care, extra precaution to make it as clean and safe as possible. And you need the care. It's important for you to continue to have your preventive care and your chronic conditions treated.
Just having you here today kind of brings back to me that COVID is not the only health situation out there right now.
You are correct.
Well, thank you so much for coming today, Joyce.
Thank you for having me.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.